Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Of Robert Cinch with Pierpont Securities. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Why are the markets so removed from what appears to be a civil war in Ukraine?
It is. It's quite incredulous, actually. You sit and look at, for instance, volatility in the foreign exchange markets, where you figure you'd get some movement in the euro in particular. And I was looking at implied volatility, just testing near 5-year lows, and euro dollar volatility running at about 6. The average since the euro was introduced is just above 10. So it is kind of amazing how divorced the markets are, even the foreign exchange markets, and not seeing a whole lot of capital flows.
Best headline from the Putin news conference. Putin says that Obama is decent and brave and would save Putin if he were drowning. I'm not sure. Not sure what all that means. But what fascinated me is this morning is that during all this time in which Putin seemed to indicate that they'll do whatever they want with Ukraine, the ruble is getting stronger and the Russian stock market is up. What is up with the ruble? Why are people trading into it?
Well, I don't know if they're trading into it. I think probably what we're seeing here is some short covering. It's a situation where you prepare for the worst, and then if it doesn't materialize, and you go through a 4-hour news conference without, serious deterioration, you may have some shorts being covered in here. And, you know, I think risk in general looks a little bit better today. So I think that's more short covering than it is actual capital inflow into Russia.
Are people playing the ruble on a very short-term basis, trying to hop in and out on these headlines?
You know, I think there's a little bit of that going on, but, you know, liquidity is very, very thin. And as we know, to have a good investment, you need to be able to get in and get out. And so it's not clear right. There's a lot of money really involved in ruble trading.
Just to show you all worldwide this morning how surreal the moment is, here off the Bloomberg terminal, a single headline: Putin says Iron Curtain Soviet invention, won't be repeated. I can honestly say I never thought I would see that headline on the Bloomberg. Bob Cinch, what an unusual time. Janet Yellen, I wrote down on the dais yesterday at the Economic Club of New York, I called it the slack speech. I don't know how many times she mentioned the word slack, but we're slacky. Paul Krugman, in his comments to me yesterday, we're very slacky. And yet I think of Deutsche Bank going completely the other way. Where's Bob Cinch? Do we have slack?
Oh, I think there's still some slack in key markets, and I think the slack is not only domestic, but when we think about inflation pressures, we really need to think about slack in a global context, because more and more these markets are global, prices are determined on a global basis, and I think where the slack is really starting to develop relative to recent years is in China, and I think that's having a depressing influence on pricing around the world, and so I think that while there's some slack in selected markets in the U.S. and some markets are beginning to tighten up a little bit, in general, there still appears to be abundant productive capacity globally that's keeping prices depressed.
Why are people not able to earn money in FIC?
You know, I think it's been a difficult environment for many asset markets. You think about it coming into the year, widespread expectations, the dollar would be stronger, euro would weaken, equities higher, bonds lower. The active investment community has had a pretty difficult start to the year. And generally, when returns are flat or negative, trading activity subsides. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, implied volatility in currency markets is just incredibly low, given the action we've seen in a lot of other markets, volatile equity markets, volatile fixed income markets. It's just not spilling over into the currency markets. And so I think that, trading activity is down, the opportunities, perceived opportunities are down, and it's just making for a much more difficult environment.
What's the underlying reason? Is it going to change anytime soon?
You know, some studies have been done. We did some work way back when I was at Citibank that looked at liquidity conditions from central banks and its impact on volatility in currency markets. And the conclusions back then were that volatility tend to be depressed when central bank liquidity was very abundant. And conversely, when central banks began to tighten policy, liquidity would dry up and volatility would increase, and that would create some greater opportunities. So I think as long as you have this environment of very abundant liquidity from the Fed, the BOJ, maybe some return to easing by the ECB, it's going to be difficult to get liquidity to really jump and get the kind of short-term trading activity that generates volume and profitability.
If I could follow with one more question on this, because
I think
it's interesting. I presume most of what we trade are dollars because there are more dollars in the world, but it seems like this would push people away from dollar, euro, and yen trading into other currency pairs that aren't as affected by central banks, but then liquidity is less so that fewer people can get into those trades?
Yeah, and I think that some of those markets tend to be very whippy, and some of the places where you think there would be some clear trading opportunities, there just isn't enough liquidity, like the Russian ruble, enough liquidity to really generate a lot of flows. So I think that you look at the active investment community, they tend to go where the opportunities are the greatest. And certainly you look over the last year and you've seen more money flowing into equities, a number of attempts to short the Treasury market, which haven't panned out so well. So I think that the perception is that there are better opportunities in other asset markets and therefore just not a lot in currencies. And again, I think the big one is the persistent bets that the euro would go lower. And yet with that persistent current account surplus in Europe, it's just been very, very difficult to get the euro to fall. So that's probably been the biggest trade on in the currency markets, and it hasn't panned out.
Bob, very, very quickly here, where do you see the street in a couple years on what used to be the meat and potatoes of the street? I mean, Mike brings up trading desks and, you know, the FICC, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Fixed income currency commodity. Is that all get off-ported by the major banks?
Well, you know, the FICC part is quickly becoming the FIC part because more and more banks are getting out of the commodities business, and we've seen some big announcements in that regard. And it's going back to commodities are going back a little bit more to being traded by companies that actually deal in commodities rather than financial firms. I think they'll continue to see, steady business and fixed income and currencies, but again, driven more by economic activity than speculative activity. And so that just brings down the volume, and you bring down volumes, you bring down opportunities for profit.
Bob Cinch, thank you so much.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.